And that sort of brings me along to this question from Dan Wheeler. Carolyn, I'll put this one to you. He wants to know if the solar system is expanding in line with the fact that the universe appears to be expanding.
Well, yes, this follows on nicely from what Andrew was talking about, forces and their relative strengths. And the key thing here is that, yes, the universe is expanding, but you have to realise it's not the structures within the universe that are expanding. It's more that the separation between them is growing. You have to think of it as space is stretching and it's pushing various structures apart, further away from each other. And the force that provides that expansion, that outward push in the universe, is associated with space. And it becomes more and more important the more space there is between structures. So, in other words, it only dominates on enormous scales, the very largest scales. Now, on much smaller scales, and where here I'm talking, you know, the size of a solar system is a small scale, gravity or other forces dominate. So even though the whole universe is expanding, on the scale of certainly at atomic scale, you've got weak, strong or electromagnetic forces that are much stronger. On the scale of a solar system or a galaxy, gravity dominates. The Milky Way itself is not expanding. That's held together by gravity. If two or more galaxies are close enough together, gravity pulls them together, even through expanding space. And you see mergers. You even see clusters of hundreds or thousands of galaxies all bound together by gravity. So on that local scale, gravity wins. The expansion only really becomes evident on much larger scales.
And I think it is quite important to reiterate the point that you've made, that expansion of the universe is a property of space and very much not a property of matter.
That's right. And so gravitation is associated with matter. So whether it's visible or the dark matter that Andrew was talking about, and this expansion of space is associated with something called dark energy, which, again, we associate with space itself.